Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some good news if you're hitting the highways for the holidays. Civic Media's Lisa Hale tells us about a present at the pump.
Gas prices continue to drop in Wisconsin and nationwide. The national average fell 5.7 cents in the last week to $2.79 a gallon. Wisconsin's average is $2.45 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says conditions are ripe for the lowest seasonal gas prices in 5 years. In Green Bay, a gallon of gas will cost you $2.48. You'll pay $2.52 for a gallon of gas in Appleton and Oshkosh.
The forecast looks pretty good for your holiday travels overall, but keep an eye out for some slick spots. If you're heading out for a Christmas Eve service tonight or other gathering, the melting snow can freeze quickly, making roads icy when you don't expect it. There's also a chance of some freezing drizzle in the forecast tonight, which could have an impact on travel. Our white Christmas may be the price we pay for these warmer-than-normal temperatures. The snow we did get is melting fast, and it looks like we'll get another blast of cold before we see any significant snow. Local forecasters say temps will drop about 20 degrees overnight Sunday into Monday morning. Green Bay Packers' Micah Parsons has been named to the 2026 NFL Pro Bowl roster, the league announced yesterday. It's the fifth Pro Bowl selection for the star pass rusher and his first as a Green Bay Packer. This is the seventh year in a row that a member of the Green Bay's defense has been selected for the Pro Bowl. Even after missing last week's game due to a torn ACL, Parsons is still tied for number one in the league this season in fourth quarter overtime sacks. Of the many things that set the Green Bay Packers apart in the NFL, one distinction evokes a special pride among the green and gold faithful. We're the only team owned by the fans. Some will argue a share of Packer stock is worthless, since you can't publicly trade it or earn dividends. But to those who own a share of the Packers, that piece of paper is priceless. Now, if your share happens to be from one of the first Packer stock sales in 1923 or 35, that piece of paper has far more than just sentimental value. A rare Packers stock certificate purchased for $25 in 1935 just sold at auction for more than $100,000. It was the first time a share of stock from 1935 was offered in a public auction and only the second example known to exist. The other is in the Packers Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field. The Packers have had 6 stock sales throughout the team's 106-year history, the most recent just a couple years ago in 2022, when a share of Packers stock sold for $300. There are currently more than 500,000 Packers shareholders around the world. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Home for the holiday. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back in Milwaukee for Christmas Day after returning from Indianapolis, where they beat the Pacers 111-94 Tuesday night. Head coach Doc Rivers, after watching the tape:
I thought we played all night, played hard, played physical. I thought our switching was good. We trapped McConnell a couple times, which I thought was great for us. So I thought we were locked in. But we got to get to that point where it's 48 minutes. You know, that's the next step.
The Bucks in Memphis tomorrow night against the Grizzlies, set to start at 7 p.m. NFL, the Packers working despite it being Christmas Day. So what's the plan at the Matt LaFleur house?
I'm sure we'll be getting up early in my house and opening presents. And about the minute we're done doing that, we'll be back at the office. So I don't think my wife thought I was a good boy this year. So I don't think she got me anything. I was on the naughty list.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for today, a high in the low 30s for your Christmas. Overcast tonight, rain developing late, steady temps in the low 30s. Still some rain around early Friday, highs in the mid 30s. Warm on Saturday, colder Sunday.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.